Well, there's a taste of Java. I realize it was a lot at once, but at least you get a feel for what it looks like and how it behaves. Everything in Java resides in a class. No such thing as freestanding functions. Everything belongs to a class. This really helps the organization of Java programs. There can be only one public class per file, and it has to be the same name as a source file, even down to the case. There's a good reason for that, but just don't have time to go into it. When you get into a more in-depth look at Java, you'll want to study what happens with packages to appreciate what's going on there. Everything in Java is either an object or a primitive, that is every data entity in Java. A primitive are the built-in types, and the thing that's nice about them is that they are portable, same size on every platform. Arrays are objects, and since they're objects, there's some overhead there, but you also get some nice behavior. You can query the length at runtime, and they're also a little different in that they don't have to be rectangular because each dimension is dynamic. Objects reside on the heap, so there's no question about where your objects are. That's just the way it is. You use the new operator to get them, and you don't have to worry about deleting them. They're cleaned up automatically.